Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Y'all ready to be history?
Get started.
Welcome.
Hi.
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 Hello, everyone.
To the Pro Audio Suite.
These guys are professional. They're motivated.
Thanks to Tribooth, the best vocal booth for home or on the road voice recording. And Austrian Audio, making passion heard. Introducing Robert Marshall from Source Elements and Someone Audio Post, Chicago. Darren Robbo Robertson from Voodoo Radio Imaging, Sydney. Tech to the VO Stars, George the Tech Whittam from LA. And me, Andrew Peters, voiceover talent and home studio guy.
Line up, learners!
Here we go.
And welcome to another Pro Audio Suite. Thanks to Tribooth. Don't forget the code TRIPAP200 to get your $200 off. And Austrian Audio, making passion heard. In fact, you're hearing my OC18 as we speak.
And mine.
Excellent. Now, a strange thing has happened to me this week. I've been pursuing one of my clients who I've been working with for 9 years. I won't tell you who it is, but it is a major network, and I inquired why things were slowing down to get a response saying, we're pursuing AI to take over all the voiceovers for the network.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So we've been sort of looking at this as a, kind of, I wonder if that's ever going to happen. Oh, yes, it will eventually. Well, guess what?
It's eventually.
I think I've probably got a year left with that client, if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Well,
how much of that income?
I already told you, I've been hearing AI voiced spots.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we
it's
all
happening.
Have.
Yep.
What percentage of your income? I mean, I'm not trying to get too nuts and bolts either.
To be honest, I think it's around 30%.
Okay. That's
good
not
chunk.
Insignificant.
Ooh.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you add inflation to that, that's 50%.
Well, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Well, there you go.
So, yeah, that was happy news for yesterday. But it is a concern, though. And I mean, if they get this thing to work, and they're not just talking about voiceover either, they're looking at all sorts of areas of their business to use AI.
Literally, like wherever possible.
Exactly.
Like there's somebody and some propeller head in the company made a graph and said,
how
look at
you
your bottom
save.
Line now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, start your engines.
Yes. Yeah.
This is what happened. I remember this happening in radio back in the late 80s, where all of a sudden there were more people in suits and ties than there were in T-shirts and Converse.
Smoking
sneakers.
Joints.
The sales department started to dwarf the production department.
And the accountants and, yeah. So, yeah. So what do you think? How do you see this playing out in other areas? I mean, do you see this as the future of our business?
Unfortunately, I think it is. Sadly, is probably more to the point. I mean, you were pointing out to me yesterday that there's radio networks looking at replacing their DJs with AI.
Yeah.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? Seriously.
Spotify already did it.
Yeah.
I have an AI DJ on my Spotify.
Right.
Yeah, I can just hit a button and the guy starts telling me what I want to listen to and then starts playing it.
So drill down on that then. By that mentality, then you go, why do we need music directors? Why don't we just make a playlist on Spotify and put it on shuffle?
Well, somebody has to get a big check.
Why do we need people? Like,
well, how's this for a concern? And I don't know how true. I hear this is a true story. But Sitting in the Can is a movie that's coming out very soon, and it will co-star James Dean.
Huh.
They've actually rebuilt James Dean. So it's based on someone who has very similar movement, and they're using motion capture, and then they're putting James Dean on top of that person, and then they've actually grabbed samples of his voice, and they've loaded that into AI, and it will be James Dean.
Damn. Well, that I get. I mean, that's happening. Who are they've been aging down actors, which is essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
Because the actor just plays themselves, and they age them down.
Yeah.
So you're seeing they're literally an AI version of themselves on camera, right? So that's happening. So it was certainly not a big stretch to just reincarnate dead actors. That's not a stretch at all. It's just a matter of the legalities, the licensing, who gets paid for the likeness and all that stuff. Once they figure out those things, it seems like it's just a matter of time. And now the time's here.
Yep. I mean, James Earl Jones is probably smart selling his voice because... why not?
Yeah, I think he saw the writing on the wall, didn't he? And, you know, probably went, oh, if I sell out now, hey, I can spend the money. No point doing it when I'm, you know, sitting in a wheelchair and can't do anything.
But the conversation I had with the person who is equally as disturbed about this as I am, who's actually at that network, we were talking about, well, I mentioned to him, where will they be sourcing the voices from?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the voices coming from?
Yeah, are they completely rebranding the company?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be anybody's voice. It can just be an AI-generated voice. So the problem is that, you know, everyone has for instance, a voice doppelganger. And you can barely claim your own voice because someone could say, well, we just asked the computer for a deep male voice with a this and a that. And then here's what the computer came up with. And damn, it sounds like Andrew. That's just a coincidence. We didn't do that.
But someone, and I'll use myself as an example, I don't think there would be anybody that would sound, the accent and things would be different because my accent is not like Australian. It's not English.
Your accent is screwed.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's a wacky accent that just happens to have
put
two accents together and a few other bits and pieces. And
so what stops AI from doing accent mashups?
But you don't think AI can mess up accents?
Yeah, accent mashups is, that seems like more math.
Yeah.
Not too difficult. Yeah, I
mean, if we want to make you sound like a dog, it's gonna be possible to have like...
That's not too hard. Just pop over on the weekend and you will hear me doing it face to face.
You know what just occurs to me, Andrew, is maybe you should start learning to sing because there's no way AI are going to be doing jingles anytime soon.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's no jingles anymore.
Big ass. Yeah, they will be.
Yeah. Well,
there's AI writing music and there's AI writing copy.
There's AI doing everything, let's be honest.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about my business because my business is helping humans.
Yeah.
I don't have a business model based around helping AI yet. So I don't know what I'm going to do as well. So I think we're all a little nervous, rightly so.
Here's the thing that Andrew and I were talking about yesterday is there's one thing that AI can voice, but AI can't do content-wise is podcasts.
Mm-hmm. True.
So
you can feed it a tremendous amount of information, but what it can't do is real-time interact with other people and have a dynamic, organic conversation.
You can AI your host, but you're still going to need a guest to give answers to that or, you know, whatever. You know, like interviews and all that sort of stuff. You know, there's no point in AI talking to an AI.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that how things are swinging. You know, maybe mainline media is becoming more and more a no-go, and the world of podcasts and online content is actually sort of opening up more. I don't know. It's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a question for you guys: how much, especially compare what you used to watch 2 years ago, watch and listen to 2 years ago to compared to now.
Hmm. Oh, totally.
Well, how different it is or how much?
Yeah, how different it is. What like, I mean, for me personally, I dropped Netflix. I don't watch nearly as much like scripted TV stuff.
Yeah.
I watch a ton of podcasts and they're not as much they're just interesting little podcasts, like similar to ours, but you know, like this one from a political thing and this one from a tech thing, but a lot more, I don't know what you call it, but just like grassroots kind of stuff instead of just the...
That's where AI won't take over. And we talked about that yesterday, Robbo, when we were talking about what was happening.
Yeah.
And I mean, why you wouldn't invest in something like that because it's so, you know, niche and low budget. Why would you invest in AI?
Yeah.
But I can see like Marvel and Pixar and Disney and whatever using AI. In fact, all that franchise of Marvel will be, you know, basically motion capture and people from the past coming up and starring in Marvel movies. But we also discussed movies as in directors who make serious movies, there's no way they're going to use that kind of stuff. They're more, you know, theatrical. And,
well, no, they're going to use AI to make more of that stuff.
Well, it's like...
So
yeah.
Go ahead,
like classical music versus pop music.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's pop music, does that mean there's no longer classical music?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a huge audience for it. Even young people play it, study it, enjoy it, listen to it. I don't know how the market share of classical music has changed. Apple just released their classical music account player thing.
Yep.
Like finally, apparently they bought, you know, an entire classical music service and squandered it until just last week. And finally we released it as a new classical music platform. But I mean, it is a different thing. And so I think voiceover, let's call it acoustic voiceover, will be a thing forever. Mm. It just will be a thing forever that's a little bit more niche and a little bit less commonplace, maybe.
Okay, do you want to know why I'm pissed off at AI?
Yeah.
Because it's ruined one of my favorite jokes, which is, how many drummers does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. You get a machine to do it. But now you just have to say, how many blah does it take to change a light bulb? And you're like, none. You just get that. Yeah,
right.
And it's not even funny because it sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I watched a guy flying a DJI like Mavic drone screw in a light bulb. That was pretty impressive. He had it taped to the top and he was spinning it into the socket. It was pretty amazing. I kind of wish, and we're going to talk in another episode about VO Atlanta. I wish I really had time to sit in on some of the AI talks. There was definitely at least one. And I remember at the closing ceremonies, there was some joke that was said in public about everybody doing their version of, somebody at the voice acting conference was publicly, basically was talking about that she has an AI of her voice. Like, so she was saying, hey, I have one. Here it is. And apparently they were having fun with it, you know, and doing stuff with her voice. I don't know the context of that, but there was somebody, if you want to call it that, brave enough to at least really tackle it and talk about it. And people were definitely talking about it. But I do talk to my clients now, the ones that I've been working with the longest and that pay me the most money, to see them on a regular basis. And I've been talking to all of them individually and saying, what are you doing about this? Like, you need to get ahead of it. And I think you really need to get an AI voice model built on your voice from a reputable company and get it licensed and go to SAG-AFTRA, BAFTA, and everybody else and have conversations with them and make sure they're ready for this. And then we need to invest in AI technology that's incredibly effective and automated at scanning and finding AI technology, so that we know where the AI is being used.
Yep.
So it's
you got to turn AI against AI. Yep.
Absolutely, which is not a problem at all. AI doesn't care if it's being used against AI, because AI doesn't care. It literally has no soul. Right. It has absolutely no context. It's literally algorithms. It's literally predictive text. You know, AI generated text is literally autocomplete on fucking steroids. That's what AI text is. ChatGPT is just an incredible autocomplete. That's all it is. I mean, all of us are getting very surprised and impressed with AI right now, because it's all kind of new to us. And the more familiar you are with these tools, the less impressive it becomes as you start understanding what it's doing. But for millions and millions of people, billions, it's going to be really impressive for quite a long time. It's really going to dupe a lot of people very, very quickly, especially the older folk who get a phone call from a spoofed phone number from their son with their son's voice saying, I'm in trouble, I need money, which is going to be, is already a massive problem. Like, it is now. So, this is easy to do. You can scam the living pants off of people. Is that a thing? And just spoof.
There's already been AI scams.
Yeah,
some guy in Canada got $200,000 out of people in a town.
You can spoof people and just spoof phone numbers and do calls with AI voices. So literally, you have to do a secret word with that person to see if that's really them. The same thing I taught my kid, which was, here's a secret word. If somebody on the street wants you to get in the car, you have to ask them, what's the password? We have to do this now with our family members and our loved ones and our friends.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, if they ask you something that seems a little off key, or like, why do you need money? Or why do you need gift cards? If a person can sound really convincing, you have to have a password and ask them literally, what's the password? The system cannot predict. It can't predict a password. It's not possible.
Yeah, I've actually had a couple of those text messages from, hey, Dad, I've lost my phone, or hey, Dad, I need some money. And then I woke up three mornings ago to see a text on my phone saying one of my bank credit cards has been suspended due to strange activity.
Right.
And so
that's called catfishing.
Wow. But I jumped onto my bank, and my business account had been hacked.
Oh, that was
someone
real.
Someone spent $2,000.
Oh, that was legit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway?
It's been a good week for me.
What's the takeaway? Be educated. Do your homework. Be in the conversation. I think it's not a bad idea to get a voice model done of your voice, so that you have one that you can use to defend if somebody else, so you have something that's like basically registered. So it's like, no, I have one. So if I hear my voice somewhere and it wasn't done with my system, there's no record of it being made with my system where it licenses it and da, 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 then I can go after them. But I think you have to do it. Even if you have no intention of using your AI voice for anything, at least have it. Like, say, no, I own one. I know I do, because here it is, and you didn't use it, so I'm suing your ass.
Yeah, but how's that going to go? Because if it's not the same AI model, it doesn't really matter if it sounds alike. It's like, how is anybody going to get any, like lawyers?
People go to court over whether a song goes da-na-na-na-na-na-na versus da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, right? So we're going to be doing that with human voices. I mean, that's guaranteed.
Yeah, but the point is that, like, maybe James Earl Jones can sue people because he's got a lot of money to sue
expensive
people.
Expensive lawyers, right?
But no one whose bread and butter is voiceover and who's just doing like e-learning and doing all kinds of stuff like that, I'm sorry, their jobs are toast.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a sector of voiceover. It's going to be,
unless I have a passport.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Andrew. If this network that you're talking about cloned your voice and started using it, would you really financially have the resources to fight them in court?
No.
I don't know. I know enough people, so I don't think that would be an issue. But would you waste your time going to court?
Take that as the average Joe blogs on the street then. So if you didn't have the contacts,
you wouldn't, right?
There's no way you would be able to go.
Yeah,
they would just have so many, on staff, lawyers and barristers and whatever else. They'd just kill you. They'd just drive you into the ground.
And also, given the way courts are these days, I know it's not just America, but the courts are completely business, pro-business across the world.
Yep.
And just even thinking about the case, if the pure thing is, did the AI make up this voice in a vacuum without being influenced by you, and the programmers can prove that, you'll never win the case, ever. Mm. Because voices, unfortunately, are not that unique. You know, there's many different voice types, but, it's like a lot of the subtlety is more in how it's delivered. The accent, the pacing of the words, things like that. That's really the interp is the most important thing. And I think what's interesting about that is that you combine AI with something like ChatGTP, which can clearly understand very simple, brief instructions. So don't think that you can't go to it and say, I'd like a deeper voice with a little bit of an Aussie accent, but also a British accent, mid-60s. There you go. Mid-20s, sorry. Yeah.
I think you were right the first time.
But you get my point, right? Like, it's just going to be impossible to prove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you're right. On that sorry, sad note, I think I might go and find myself a new career.
I think we all should.
Lawn mowing.
I'm afraid we might have to.
Well, that was fun.
Is it over?
The Pro Audio Suite.
With thanks to Trimove.
And Austrian Audio. Recorded using Source Connect. Edited by Andrew Peters. And mixed by Voodoo Radio Imaging.
With tech support from George the Tech Whittam.
Don't forget to subscribe to the show and join in the conversation on our Facebook group. To leave a comment, suggest a topic, or just say g'day, drop us a note at our website.
ProAudioSuite.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.